Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
They're brewing a legal cocktail, Tony, to try to come up with some bizarre theory of the law never used by anybody in New York just because they hate Trump. You know why they're doing this? Because they're afraid of Trump. That's why they're doing it.
Speaking at the Conservative Vision 24 gathering, South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham says an arrest will just stoke the fire of former President Donald Trump's 2024 campaign. Trump says he expects the Manhattan District Attorney's Office to arrest him Tuesday for making hush money payments to porn star Stormy Daniels in 2016. In language some have compared to the run-up to the Capitol riot, Trump is calling for protests. A recent Quinnipiac poll found the former president still leads the pack in the primary, with nearly half of Republicans supporting him. A Monmouth University poll last year found 6 in 10 Republicans believe President Joe Biden won the 2020 election due to voter fraud. And based on a list assembled by the Washington Post, nearly 170 election deniers won statewide or congressional office last year. During a conference on threats to American democracy, UCLA law professor Rick Hassan said election conspiracy theories have become deeply entrenched in the party.
Election deniers won office in non-swing states, and many are in Congress. Local election officials have shared voting machine code with conspiracy theorists, and some local election boards have tried to require the hand count of ballots or refuse to certify election results.
Also Tuesday, environmental group Third Act plans nationwide protests against investments in fossil fuels. According to the Rainforest Action Network, large banks have put $4.5 trillion in those industries since the signing of the Paris Climate Agreement. Vanessa Arcara with Third Act notes JPMorgan Chase, Citibank, Wells Fargo, and Bank of America have some of the largest holdings.
These four banks alone have provided well over $1 trillion in lending and underwriting to the fossil fuel companies that build things like new coal plants, fracking wells, gas export terminals, and more.
The Virginia Department of Environmental Quality's decision to fine Norfolk Southern less than $30,000 over a 2020 derailment has infuriated environmental groups there. The town of Salem's drinking water system had to halt operation for over a month when 16 coal cars spilled almost 1,400 tons of coal into the Roanoke River. Tim Sawinski with the Sierra Club of Virginia says the DEQ's fine won't stop it from happening again.
The response is disheartening because it doesn't have any implications of deterrence. There is no excuse for Norfolk Southern not to create more violations in the future if there's such a lackluster punishment, if you can even call it that.
I'm Edwin J. Vieira for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.